skit is a little too long for us at this crucial point in Baffled Spears Broadsides. We've got other stuff we want you to hear. We will, however, be continuing with that particular skit, the corporate race, probably on Thursday when we begin at our usual time at 6. We run from 6 to 8 on Thursday. With us still is Mama Indy, if I can get her back in the studio. She's a nursing mama with a baby in tow and a three-legged dog, the vicious Weasel, which is threatening to enter the studio and possibly, well, he's luckily staying outside. Most wanted dog. We noticed a number of dogs on Pacific last night in the Halloween ceremonies, all of them yuppie bred and yuppie owned, and apparently there was no problem.
He was sitting in the basket of the stroller.
So you actually had something you wanted to add to your tale of terror on the road.
Oh, I thought we had discussed Rock Springs, Wyoming, but I guess we had never discussed Rock Springs, Wyoming. When we had originally left Santa Cruz, we went to Michigan to visit my husband's family. And on our return trip to California, our van broke down outside, like 70 miles outside of Rock Springs, Wyoming, in the middle of nowhere. And we waited at a roadside parking area for almost 24 hours, talking to truckers and asking them to send help. And no one arrived to help us. And someone in a van arrived and said that his brother had a diesel truck in town and could tow our van into a spot where we would be safe to park and would help us fix our vehicle. So we thought, well, maybe that's why we've been waiting 24 hours. And a long story short, I got in to drive and he held a rifle to the back of my head and it ordered me to drive down this dirt road. I did not do that. And I spun the van into donuts, and my husband and I fought him. My husband got away his knife and stabbed him with it, and we escaped in his vehicle, going and contacting the authorities. They put us up in a motel for the weekend because there were no buses out of town, and asked us to do our depositions and gave us groceries and were being very nice and saying that our vehicle had been taken into safekeeping. At that time, we had a roadside assistance program where if your vehicle broke down and you got it towed, they would pay you back for the tow and then $200 towards repairs. So our plan had been, before the abduction, to call someone, get the money loaned to us, get the vehicle towed in, then have them be paid back by our roadside assistance program. Well, as it turns out, the sheriffs of Sweetwater County had our vehicle impounded, thereby nullifying our roadside assistance. And by law, if you're parked at a roadside area, they give you 72 hours to move your vehicle, and that's after they see your vehicle, which is usually not for a few days anyway. But because of what happened to us, our vehicle was removed immediately, and impound charges started from the time of the kidnapping. Not from the time when they impounded the vehicle, but from the time of the incident, impound charges were attached. So they totally nullified our roadside assistance program, making it impossible for us to be paid back for our vehicle, and impounded our vehicle because we were kidnapped by one of their locals. And when we went to get our stuff out of our vehicle, we discovered four other houses impounded in their vehicle yard. So Rock Springs is taking people's houses away. So be careful. If you go through Rock Springs, they want your house. But the real...
How did you get it out?
We didn't. We ended up buying another vehicle.
When was this?
Almost a year ago. And let's see, October of last year. It happened in October of last year. Well, the real bitch of this whole thing is the man was a local, born and raised in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Women go missing off this highway every 6 months or so and have been for the last 5 or 6 years. But at no time did they think to go over his vehicle for hair or skin or fingernail fibers, or try to find out if he was connected with any of these disappearances in any way. And they bought his story that he was trying to kidnap us for the money and had intended to release us after getting our money from us, even though he had said to us, "You guys don't have any money, do you?" And knew we had no money, They gave the man 5 years probation, put him in a state-funded house, and gave him a state job for the next 5 years.
What's his name?
Dale Wayne Eaton.
So if you happen through
Rock Springs, Wyoming, don't get into a van who looks with a man who looks like he's out of a horror movie or whose name is Dale. He's being set up by the state and given a job by the state so he can buy a new vehicle and a new gun and go out and kill more people.
Wyoming, of course, is the state where Matthew, the gay man, the gay young man, was recently brutally beaten to death. So it looks like maybe a wider spread policy of official hate crime, and this may, in fact, who knows, this other, maybe a number of official hate crimes that have to be dealt with. You can deal with official hate crime here in Santa Cruz by listening to the latest interviews with a few folks on the streets. Let's turn to them.
Okay, it's 11:30, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm here at Eric's Deli talking to
John Rapport.
John
Rapport, Hot Rod,
aka Hot Rod. Hot Rod, you got a camping ticket. Where did this happen?
Behind River Street shelter, where my at Harvey West Park.
And you were in your vehicle?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I got the ticket. I'll have the date, but it was in the morning, 8:56.
What day was this?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I have to get the ticket.
Last week?
2 weeks ago.
And what were the circumstances?
My van was parked there for a little over 3 days, and the policemen, they had marked it for the abatement with two big orange stickers, and then a policeman came and asked, but my friend was talking, it was 8:56 in the morning, daylight, and
which is after the time when the right. Sleeping ban goes into effect, I should say, after it goes out of effect, and how many officers approached you?
One.
Is this a police officer, Parks and Rec?
No, police, Mr. Seeley, it's on the ticket.
Seeley the younger or Seeley the older?
I don't know, but he's a white man, about 30, young, tall.
Seeley the younger. Okay.
Seeley, he blonde hair. If you show me, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then he told my friend, we was standing out by my truck talking to me, and my transmission needed repair. I was waiting for a tow truck, and the policeman says that for him to sit down on the curb, and then he proceeded to open the door of my van. And I was shocked because he wanted to come in. Or the policeman said, come out. I thought he wanted to come in, but he...
You were inside?
We weren't doing anything except repairing, having coffee, and fixing the trying to organize my truck.
Okay.
And he says that for him to sit down on the curb, and then for me to come out there, and he told me to sit down on the curb.
S-E-A-L-Y.
I got you.
Yeah, and then we did that, and then he wrote me up a ticket for saying, and I said, we're not camping here, man. He
was not camping. I'm an eyewitness, Daniel James Michael Yore, full name.
And Daniel, you were the man that Seeley directed to sit on the side, on the curb.
Yeah.
Now, what other things did Seeley say in the course of this discussion?
He was in charge of that whole Henry Cowell Park back there, and I only had I had to move my day in my truck a mile out of his area.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, or he's having to give me camping tickets. I says, well, I will. I says, I want to get out of here. But then the people in the neighborhood, the towing company, they were complaining too about other people staying back there. But he didn't have to give me it. We need to fight this ticket in court, all right?
So have you been sleeping in your vehicle since?
I have to, because they rob it and break the windows and steal parts off of it. But I don't want to stay in town here. I want to go to the gold country. That's why we're getting every talented person we can together to get out of here so we can be independent.
Have you filed a complaint with the Citizens Police Review?
No, no.
Are you interested in doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you how to do that.
Write it down right here.
I will. Anything else you want to say for Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Oh, just there's so much to say. I wish we could all band together and find safe havens. And I don't have time all the time to even get myself together. You know where I'm at. I gotta get a place to stay, and that's why all my stuff is in Hollister, and to go to the Gold Country is where we can have encampments for things to do and make all of these wonderful things happen with fishing and help the environment and to save the planet and each other.
Thank you, Howard.
So ain't no trick or treat, man. It's a happening. We gotta get it all together with radio, musicians, and drumming, and peace and spirit, free spirit, and intelligence and education. And get them all right here going. We want to get that town together with Billy, and he's our attorney. For all of us, joint effort, protests, and I'm looking for him every night here at the sleeping van at the post office.
Right, yeah, that was Billy of Berkeley. I think he's got moved on. Well, listen, thank you, Ira. How about you, Dan? Anything you want to add to this?
Well, you know, the homeless people and indigent people are being mistreated from the community service people.
Yeah.
They're $5.75 per hour federal law passed by our president, Bill Clinton.
Clinton. Yeah, in fact, I remember I was talking to you, Daniel, at the St. Francis Soup Kitchen. You were telling me that the cost now of doing community service rather than paying a fine on one of these camping tickets has risen to at least $50 as a kind of a kickoff fee.
That's correct.
And you also told me that it's interesting that the amount of money that people, in essence, are asked to work off in terms of how much money they would have to do for how much jail time, how much fine time, is about $5 per hour of community service, right?
Right.
Whereas you were commenting this compares rather unfavorably with the minimum wage of $5.75, is that right?
That's what I've been told right from Joe. He works at the community service, and I asked him a direct question. He answered it just the way.
Have you had camping tickets yourself that you've had to pay off?
No, but you know what? The road crew tore up all my stuff that's against my civil rights. I had a no trespassing sign on it, and they still went in it.
Where was this?
It was in my hooch.
Where? You don't want to say where it is, or do we want to say what general area it was in, or? You don't have to if you don't want to.
I don't think I'm going to say anymore because this is the third.
When did this happen?
Just happened 3 days ago.
Wow. And, who do you believe did this? Private individuals, government people? Who do you think did this?
Government people, the road crew.
I see.
There was a no trespassing sign on it. So just as long as they get wind of when you see something like that, leave it alone. It belongs to a homeless, indigent person who needs their stuff, man.
Right. And banned.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
And it happens where they want to steal all my trailers and buses and any chance they can get a grab in your tent. So that's why I can't live in this fear. I need it.
It's cold out.
It's terrible for me. I want to help anybody that can help me in any way, shape, or form for the whole planet. I want to be on everything, commercials, camera.
Now, are you interested in, do you have a voicemail here people can contact you at?
I need to get that. That's why I need a place to get all my other things together. I need a professional nurse with me and a travel crew. I can't do it alone. I get too wired and manic.
You got big plans. I'm going to thank you for your information on the camping ticket. And okay, it's October 30th, I guess, 1998. We're at the corner of Soquel and Pacific talking to
Kelly.
And Kelly, it's about noon, and you apparently were down here at what's called Hippie Planter doing some hacky sacking?
Yeah, I was hacking.
You were hacking away. What happened?
Yeah, well, we were just hacking. We weren't really taking up that much room, but, you know, we considered a social type of...
kicking children, overturning baby carriages?
No.
Selling drugs?
Nothing
perhaps.
Like that, no,
screaming
not at,
at the top of your voice.
Enjoying ourselves.
Stripping and doing it naked.
No, none of that, no.
Yeah, oh dear. Perhaps you were attacking police officers, kicking their shins?
No attacking.
Stripping little old ladies.
Not bothering anybody. We were just enjoying the sunshine out on the sidewalk and just hanging out with our friends.
Selling coke?
No. Not selling coke.
Throwing rocks at windows?
No, we were doing nothing violent or anything. It was...
Hanging off
hacking.
Key?
So the cops came up and they said that...
Is Officer Headley we're talking about?
I'm actually not sure which officer it
what
was.
What day was it?
This was on 2 days ago.
So that would be, it's Friday now, would it be Wednesday evening?
Yeah, I think it was probably Wednesday evening, yeah.
And how many of you were there?
Six. six of us.
Six of you, and yeah. And can you show me where this was happening?
Yeah, Alibaba was closed, and we were just sort of standing right over there, more to the right, near the curb of the road. But we weren't really obstructing any sidewalk, you know. I mean, we were taking up some space, but.
Describe to me what happened then.
Yeah, well, the cops, they came up and they said that they had warned people who were standing there before not to hack there, and I was not one of them, and I guess, coincidentally, there was another group of us, you know, which was our group, that was hacking in the same spot, so this time they decided to issue us all tickets.
Do you have a copy of your ticket with you?
Yeah.
Perhaps we can take a look at this document. After all, now you are an official criminal.
Yeah, I'm a criminal now.
It's good to know we're dealing with some of the hardcore types. So how long have you been in this life of hacky sack crime?
So
you see, it's a ticket for...
obstructing the sidewalk.
For obstructing the sidewalk, 9.50.010. It's for 10:28 at, it looks like, 7:30, more or less.
Yeah.
And the officer involved is... kind of illegible badge, looks like 120 or 170, but I understand Officer Headley and Officer Bayani were the two officers involved. They're on from, I guess, Sunday through Wednesday, and you were unlucky enough to be there.
Right.
Well, I'm told they're on during that period of time. You picked up during that period. How many people were observing this? Were a lot of people there?
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of people observing it, and the funny thing is that he gave us a ticket for obstructing the sidewalk, but I think just by him issuing us the ticket and by creating the whole scene, we obstructed the sidewalk for about 20 minutes more than like...
So the ticket process took about 20 minutes?
Yeah, uh-huh.
How many people got tickets?
Six.
Mm-hmm. And what was the reaction of the crowd to this phenomenon?
Yeah, a few came up and you know, sarcastically started complaining that we were obstructing the sidewalk.
That is, the police officers were obstructing the sidewalk?
Yeah, there's a new reporter. Were you the reporter that was here with the tape recorder?
I came by on Tuesday night, and I began commenting when police apparently were the same two officers, Bayani and Officer Headley, had been apparently causing. I'm trying to name it, think of the fellow's name. There was a fellow who they'd been hassling, and they were standing about in a very kind of stiff posture. At least Officer Headley was.
Right.
And I asked them what their business was, and they didn't want to talk about it, so I began making loud speeches about.
Right. Yeah.
That was not Wednesday. That was Tuesday.
Yeah, that was the night before. Right. Night before. Yeah,
apparently my speeches didn't have much impact on these officers, but I didn't expect they would. It's on the public that we're concerned about.
Right, yeah. I asked him why he enjoyed doing his job, because he was really rude to us, you know. He made us all sit, and he wouldn't let us, like, stand up or just stand there, you know. He was trying to be very controlling and dominant, you know. And I asked him why he enjoyed doing his job, and he said he liked making Santa Cruz a better place. So, obviously...
Free of criminal hacky-sacking.
Yeah, free of criminal hacky-sacking and obstructing the sidewalk. And, you know, when I'm out here on the sidewalk, I really don't feel like people around me are really, like, objecting to what I'm doing with my, you know, with the people who gather down here.
Broad area.
Because this is a central, you know, this is a central place where people come. It's a place where everybody, you know, a few people know about and they can find their friends here, you know? So we're just gathering here, and it doesn't feel like the people walking by really have a problem. I feel more of a connection just because we're all human beings, and this is a pretty cool town, Santa Cruz, you know? He said he liked making Santa Cruz a better place. So what can you do, you know? So,
did this discourage you? I mean, for example, were you here last night? Did anybody do any hacky-sacking last night?
No, I didn't do any hacky-sacking, no.
You think that one of the reasons you haven't is because you felt chilled by the officer's ticket?
Yeah, yeah. Just because, you know, I don't... I guess me personally, I'd rather avoid, you know, having to clash with other people if I can, just sacrifice that part of myself wanting to hacky-sack, you know what I mean, rather than having to go through all of the
It's like one of your fellow criminal hacky-sackers here. Are you two are also a criminal hacky-sacker?
Yes, I am.
And I remember talking to you on Tuesday night when it looked like you were somewhat upset by Officer Headley and Bayani's apparent... looked like harassment. I wasn't quite sure what they were doing on Tuesday. Now, I know on Wednesday they gave, what, seven tickets or six tickets?
Six tickets.
Did you get a ticket on Wednesday night?
No, I wasn't present at that time.
What about last night? Were you here on Thursday night?
Yes, I was.
Any problems with the police officers?
Well, they just proceeded to give numerous tickets out for people walking their bikes, stuff like that.
Here at what's called Hippie Planet?
Right out here in the courtyard here, right in front of whatever the sandwich stand is here.
And how many tickets did you note actually being given?
Three.
And what were the tickets for?
One was for, there was a lady that was obviously riding her bike on the sidewalk, and one gentleman who proceeded to pull onto the sidewalk, 2 feet onto the sidewalk, get off his bike, and as soon as he stepped off his bike, they rushed him and gave him a ticket. And there was three officers there to give one guy a ticket.
What were the name of the officers involved?
One was the sergeant, I believe.
Sergeant, not Sergeant Hennig, perhaps.
I believe so.
Balding fellow?
No, this is a very stout gentleman.
Sergeant Andy Crane?
There you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hacky sack again.
Thank you.
And remember to hug me next time you see me.
Okay,
how
about
I hug you? Okay. An officer, Obel or Ope?
Over.
Over, yeah.
Perhaps. Or Eveleth?
No, there was three officers. One was, he's short and balding. I think his name is Ober.
Ober?
Yeah. So
there is an officer, Martin Ober.
Yeah, I think that's...
This is all on Thursday, October 29th. About what time?
That's right. Approximately 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right.
They're within, 20-minute proximity of either way.
And what were the... Did any of these people, were they local? Were they homeless? Were they young?
The gentleman on the one bicycle was homeless. The lady that got a ticket here... I've never met her, so I couldn't say one way or another.
And who was the third person? What was that?
I didn't really see that whole thing transpire. It had to do with something about panhandling or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And this was all about what time?
Between the proximity of 8 and 10, all three tickets. And they stood here for the better part of an hour.
Did they seem to be looking for trouble?
Sure. Totally. Exactly. That's exactly what they were looking for.
What's the consequence of this on the people who are, should we say, hanging out at the planter? Is it tend to chill things?
Well, not much other than,
And we have many more interviews, but we are out of time. And the little red hen has arrived and is clucking. Actually, she's being very, very polite, but she should be clucking at us because we're cutting into her time. We're out of here. See you again on Thursday at 6. Do vote on Tuesday. Crone, Fitzmaurice, and Sugar for City Council. And hopefully you'll get a complete update from David Silva as he calls into one of the other shows, because he just made it back. And maybe can chat with the public through that means. Stay with us, and we'll stay with you.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, oh, tell me, heaven is on the gear. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an art that needs a scroll. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the skies, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your right. Yeah.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up.
We can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your right.
Lord, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Keep us loving on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
You're sick and tired of your ism, schism, game. Dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but
But you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna
do?
We gonna stand up tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you better get up, stand up
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your rights.
Stand up right now.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Don't give it up, don't give it up.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your rights.